Hello and welcome to Sound Body, a weekly program of information on health topics and ideas that can help you live life to its fullest. I'm Louise Craig. Hospital doctor and insurance bills riddled with incorrect or unexpected charges are shockingly common, confounding and enraging consumers like me. Given the rapidly rising cost of health insurance, my husband and I have renegotiated our healthcare coverage probably every year for the last 12 years. Initially, I thought my confusion was due to our ever-changing providers, insurers, and coverage, but I've come to see that the process is extremely opaque, making it time-consuming and frustrating to make heads or tails of the online information and paperwork, much less the bills that we get. So I was happy to see the September 2018 Consumer Reports highlighting medical bills. In this article by Penelope Wang, we learn why our medical billing system is so broken and what you can do to protect yourself and your finances before, during, and after a medical procedure. You might want to keep something handy to write with, because there will be names of organizations and websites you might want to remember. In May 2015, Chris Brown, a 32-year-old web developer living in Los Angeles, sought medical help for depression. He was hospitalized for 4 weeks. The charges for his stay and treatment at one point came to $33,415. It should have been affordable because of Chris's health insurance coverage, but the hospital billing department sent a portion of the claim to the wrong division of the insurer. When the hospital didn't get reimbursed, bills ranging from $140 to more than $11,000 started arriving at Chris's home. That simple clerical error set off a 2-year medical billing ordeal for Chris, who moved to Modesto, California after his hospitalization to live with his parents. His mother, Sharon, 65, worked in medical insurance billing before retiring, so she thought she understood the system, but even she was stymied. "I knew enough to know he wasn't getting the reimbursement he was owed," she told Consumer Reports. Over the next months, Chris and his mom placed scores of calls and sent as many emails to the hospital and the insurer. Sharon kept a folder of notes that grew to be inches thick. "Every time I called, it was like starting over, having to re-explain everything to a new customer service rep, and none of them seemed to have clear information on their end." Meanwhile, the hospital sent Chris's account to a collection agency, though it was eventually removed from collections after the bill was disputed. Dignity Health Northridge Hospital Medical Center, where Chris was treated, declined to comment on the case for this article, citing patient confidentiality. In spring 2017, an exasperated Sharon finally reached a customer service rep in the resolution department at the insurer Blue Shield of California, who promised to help get the issue sorted out. The rep told Sharon to write a special consideration letter explaining the details of the case, something she had not previously been instructed to do. The rep also found a supervisor in the hospital billing department to look into Chris's situation. In August that year, more than 2 years after treatment, the hospital acknowledged the billing error and mailed Chris, who'd been making payments, a $943 refund. Sharon says the balance is now zero. "We were very fortunate we got someone to help us," Chris says. If the Brown saga sounds familiar, that's because it's being replayed around the country as millions of Americans struggle with medical billing problems, everything from inaccurate charges to surprise fees to wrongly denied claims. No one seems to be tracking national data on healthcare billing issues, but problems are exceedingly common. In a recent nationally representative Consumer Reports survey of 1,000 insured adults who incurred a major medical bill in the past 2 years, 2 out of 3 said they had at least one billing issue, such as higher than expected charges, unclear statements, and bills arriving months late. And because the medical bills themselves are so confusing, filled with specialized terms and lacking clarity about whether you or your insurer is responsible for payment, millions of Americans give up trying to fight them. According to the Consumer Reports survey, more than one-third of respondents said they paid bills they weren't sure they owed. 20% of that group paid more than $1,000. Among the reasons they gave for doing this, the bill was too confusing, they were uncertain their efforts would make a difference, and they were concerned not paying would hurt their credit record. The medical billing system is so inefficient and complicated, people don't even know how to make a dispute, says Martin Gaynor, professor of economics and health policy at Carnegie Mellon University. They just throw up their hands. Of course, few Americans can afford to pay medical bills they may not owe, let alone ones they do, and the dysfunctional system is wrecking people's finances. Nearly 2 out of 10 in the Consumer Reports survey said their credit score was affected by an unpaid medical bill. Nearly 3 out of 10 people in the survey said they had unpaid bills sent to collections. Of those, 61% said they could not afford to pay. 24% said didn't realize they owed, and 21% lost track of the bill. The challenges of a complicated and confusing medical billing system can be especially hard on those with serious health issues, because they can face a barrage of bills from hospitals, doctors, and labs. But healthcare providers are affected as well. In a recent JAMA study, researchers from Duke University School of Medicine and Harvard Business School examined data from one academic medical center to assess how much money and time were spent on billing and insurance activities. They found that bill processing for a single visit to a primary care doctor took 13 minutes, a $20 cost in labor and overhead expenses, or more than $99,000 per physician annually. Billing for the ER and other specialties was more time-consuming and costly. Administrative expenses, which are largely billing-related, account for 20% to 25% of U.S. healthcare expenditures, says David Cutler, a Harvard economics professor and healthcare policy expert. Those hospital administrative costs as a percentage of hospital spending are twice the level of Canada and far higher than in some other nations, multiple studies show. Given widespread inefficiencies, it's easy to see how the medical billing process is a major driver of U.S. healthcare spending. One key reason for the high level of spending is the frequency of errors, which requires rebilling and more work. Comprehensive error rate testing from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services last year found that Medicare fee-for-service providers had a 9.5% improper billing rate, which led to $36.2 billion in overpayments. The 10 most recent audits of hospitals by the Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General found that all had billing error rates from 7% to 48%. By now, you may be thinking, why can't we have an efficient, sensible medical billing system? After all, technology has simplified many other financial transactions, such as banking, investing, and paying for ride shares. To start with, the American healthcare system is a patchwork of plans, government and private, each with its own rules, deductibles, reimbursement levels, and nuances. The prices people pay for care also vary widely, because insurers and providers set their own contracts. So, to determine the correct amount you will owe for a procedure isn't as simple as telling the desk clerk you have, say, United Healthcare Choice Plus. Two people in plans with that same name can be charged different rates by the same doctor or facility, depending on their plan's network or employer or deductible status and negotiated rates, says Missy Conley, Director of Consumer Claims at MedLiminal, a firm that reviews insurance claims accuracy for employers, employees, and others. Also, among these many provider and insurer plans, there's no single standard for electronic record systems, which means they're often incompatible with each other. More than 10 years ago, a study co-authored by Harvard's Cutler found that on average about 3 claims were denied per physician per week and needed to be rebilled. The administrative burden has only climbed as insurance policies have become more complex, while the technology has not kept up, Cutler says. The current medical coding system also presents problems and can result in billing inaccuracies. Each diagnosis or procedure you receive must be given a corresponding alphanumeric code to qualify for reimbursement by insurers. There are more than 150,000 codes in all. A wrong code can equal a rejected claim. Conversely, the more codes a provider can justify, the higher the reimbursement. That fact has improved the prospects for medical coders, whose U.S. ranks now number 175,000, up from 75,000 in 2009, according to AAPC, a coding trade group. The administrative strain has led to an overall boon for the medical billing industry. The beneficiaries include in-house billing divisions and independent billing firms and software companies, among others. A recent study by Grandview Research, a market research firm based in San Francisco, estimates that the U.S. outsourcing billing industry pulled in $2.9 billion in revenues in 2016 and is expected to reach $7.7 billion by 2025. Despite these inefficiencies, insurers and providers have little incentive to change the system. After all, these expenses are simply passed on to consumers through higher premiums and out-of-pocket costs. In 2017, the average annual premium for employer-sponsored coverage for a family of four reached $18,764, up 55% since 2007, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. And families in high-deductible plans had to pay on average $4,448 before coverage kicked in. It's true that consumers face a deeply broken billing system, but there are ways to minimize the potential for errors and get problems addressed when they happen. We go to another part of this article titled Six Ways to Cure Confusing Medical Billing. When it comes to fighting medical bills, consumers are at a disadvantage because regulatory oversight of health plans is spread among different federal and state agencies. A few states have passed laws that limit surprise fees and ban out-of-network providers from charging you the difference between their fees and the reimbursement amount, a practice known as balance billing. But most states don't have those consumer protections. As a result, consumers are often confused about their options and don't know where to go for help. That's why Consumer Reports supports a patient's financial bill of rights that would create a fairer medical billing process. Consumers need medical bills that are simpler and more accurate, that are consolidated and not sent until insurer payments have been made to providers, says Betsy Imholtz, Special Projects Director of Consumers Union, the Advocacy Division of Consumer Reports. There's no foolproof way to avoid a medical billing snafu, but there's a lot you can do to minimize the likelihood of problems. It's important to take advantage of whatever strategies you can, says Carolyn McClanahan, MD, a certified financial planner in Jacksonville, Florida. So, before you go to the doctor and after you start getting those bills, follow these steps. Number one, know your health plan. Many billing problems start because people don't understand the basics of their insurance, including deductibles, coverage limits, and the network of providers. People think they know what plan they have, but they often don't. To be fair, plans change year to year. It's complicated, says Martha Bratt, a health claims advocate in Rye, New York. Make sure your provider has correct insurance information entered in its system. Many people don't let their doctor know if they've changed jobs or received a new card or if there's a secondary payer, says Cindy Gatton, a private patient advocate in Atlanta. Smart move? grab a cup of coffee and read your health plan document, typically available on your insurer's or employer's benefits website. You'll learn what your plan does and doesn't cover, as well as the limits for treatments, that you're allowed up to 20 physical therapy visits a year, for example. Number two, try to stay in network. The best way to avoid billing shocks is to make sure your providers are in your network, McClanahan says. Don't rely on the plan's directory, because those listings could be out of date. Call the doctor's office and give them your plan name and group number to confirm the doctor is in network. Also check to see which area hospitals take your insurance. With an out-of-network provider, you could be charged more because your visit will be reimbursed by the insurer at a lower rate than with an in-network provider. Smart move? If you're being admitted to the hospital and asked to sign a document of financial responsibility, write in that you agree only if your care is in-network, says Elizabeth Rosenthal, MD, author of An American Sickness, and editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News. That will at least give you a basis for disputing bills later if you are charged out-of-network fees. Number three, scout prices in advance. It's easier to avoid billing surprises if you can determine your charges in advance. In the Consumer Reports survey, only 4 out of 10 people tried to find out prior to an office visit what the cost would be. That said, it may not be easy to find out prices, but it's worth a try, because the cost difference can be huge. That's what Marcy Neely of Cedar Lake, Indiana, discovered after she was charged more than $1,500 for a blood test at a local hospital. When the test needed to be repeated, Neely, 45, and a stay-at-home mom, asked a clerk at the doctor's office what to do. She was referred to a lab that charged just $270. To check prices in your area, start with your health plan website. Most major insurers offer online tools that show how much you might owe for common procedures and doctor visits based on your deductible status and plan features. You can also ask your doctor what your treatment or procedure is likely to cost, as well as call local providers to see how their prices compare. Smart move? Check out online sources such as Fair Health, Clear Health Costs, or Healthcare Blue Book, which can help you determine prices in your area. This information can be helpful if you end up negotiating with a provider, because you will know what providers typically charge for that treatment or service. Number four, wait for the real bill. Some providers send bills before they're processed by insurance, followed by more notices, says Arthur Abbey Leibowitz, MD, Chief Medical Officer of Health Advocate Solutions, an employer benefits firm. It's so confusing that many people pay what they don't owe, while others wait too long after they get an overdue notice. To make sure you pay what you actually owe, wait until you get an explanation of benefits, EOB, for that date of service from your insurer. Look to see what the insurance has paid and the amount that is your responsibility, Leibowitz says. At that point, you'll get another bill from the provider reflecting the insurance payment and the amount due from you. The two amounts should be the same. Then you'll know what you really owe. Smart move, make it a habit to keep organized healthcare records, including receipts, statements, and EOBs. And if you have to call, keep a log of who you spoke to and get a reference number. Number five, address problems quickly. If you get a medical bill that seems incorrect, call the provider and your insurer and explain why the bill seems mistaken. Perhaps the doctor simply entered the wrong code or the insurer didn't receive the bill. If so, ask the provider to resubmit the claim with any necessary corrections. Many problems can be cleared up with a couple of phone calls, Gatton says. If that doesn't work, try to diagnose the problem and find out who can solve it. Perhaps your health insurer says a treatment is not covered, but your doctor says it should be. If so, you may need to gather documentation that bolsters your case. Chances are your provider will want to help you since they want to get paid, says Cindy Weston, executive director of the American Medical Billing Association, a trade group. Be aware that most providers set a time limit of 60 to 90 days on bill payment, so if there's a dispute, notify the billing office in writing. It can freeze the account for an additional 30 days. Otherwise, your account could be sent to collections. Similarly, you face a time limit on appealing denials to your insurance company, which may be anywhere from 90 to 180 days, says Martine Bruce, a medical billing patient advocate in Culver City, California. Smart move. If your efforts aren't getting you anywhere, it may be time to seek help. You can start with your employer's benefits department. About 64% of large companies offer patient advocacy help, according to a 2018 survey by the National Business Group on Health, a nonprofit organization. Number 6, consider negotiating. Sometimes offering to make a deal is a better alternative than a protracted billing battle. If you have enough cash on hand, consider offering to pay most of the bill immediately. You can often get the provider to settle for 20% less or more if you'll pay them right away, says Bonnie Sheeran, a medical billing advocate in Houston. As noted in Step 3, having information about what providers are typically paid by insurers or Medicare can help bolster your case. If you have a low income, another option is to ask for a reduced rate based on financial hardship. That strategy worked for Mark and Ann Montgomery of Covington, Georgia, last October. Mark, 40, and a carpenter needed outpatient surgery for a hernia. The couple had a short-term health plan through Meritain, which pre-authorized the procedure. But the claim, which totaled $30,000, was later denied because it was considered not medically necessary. We were shocked since the surgery was pre-authorized, says Anne, 33, a market researcher. Meritain declined to comment on the Montgomery's case for this article. An insurer's pre-authorization doesn't guarantee that claims will be covered. The couple fought the denial, but got nowhere. Then in January, Anne contacted a medical billing advocate who advised her to ask the hospital for financial aid based on their low income. When I told the hospital billing department that the bills would cause significant financial hardship, that opened doors, Anne says. In February, the hospital waived its bill, which prompted most of the other medical providers to write off the charges. The couple now has a marketplace plan. Smart move, when negotiating, try to talk to someone with the authority to make a deal, such as a supervisor or the head of the billing department. Reaching the right person may require a lot of persistence, but sometimes it's the only way to make a medical billing problem go away. We move on to how to get help with your bills. After a 10-day hospital stay for a heart condition in January 2016, Bill Townsend's hospital bill totaled $134,000. The 59-year-old comic book store owner thought his insurer would cover the bulk, but after his deductible, the insurer paid only $56,000 and the hospital wanted the $75,000 balance. Townsend spent months arguing with the insurer and mediating between it and the hospital, including one call when he was put on hold for 90 minutes, then was disconnected. Each time he called, he talked to a different person, he says. No one could explain the bill. I got nowhere. 6 months later, the hospital sent the debt to collections, and Townsend worried he'd have to drain his life savings for a debt he didn't think he owed. As Townsend learned, medical billing problems can be time-consuming and potentially financially ruinous. Ultimately, Townsend had to hire someone to resolve his bill. Too many people don't fight back, or if they do, they don't know how to do it, says Caitlin Donovan, Director of Outreach and Public Affairs at the National Patient Advocate Foundation, which pushes for patient financial protections. If you can't resolve a medical billing nightmare yourself, enlisting expert help could get results. Here's what to do. File an appeal. You have a right to a formal appeal with your insurer. The deadline for submitting it will be noted in the initial and subsequent claim denial letters. To bolster your case, include your medical records and letters from your doctors saying why they disagree with the decision to deny. Reaching out to decision makers and insurance regulators may also help. Send a copy of your dispute letter to the higher-ups of the hospital and insurance company and report the problem to your State Department of Insurance or State Attorney General. Mention this in your appeal letter. To find out where to submit a complaint with regulators in your state, use the lookup tool on Consumer Reports and Surprise Medical Bills site at consumersunion.org/insurance-complaint-tool. Also, check out Patient Advocate Foundation's Your Guide to the Appeals Process at patientadvocate.org, which includes sample appeal letters. The insurer usually must make a decision within 60 days. If your appeal is denied, ask your insurer for an independent external expert review. The insurer must provide information on how to do that in its final determination letter. Find an advocate. If your appeals are denied, seek out an advocacy organization that can help you free of charge. The Patient Advocate Foundation has more than 45 case managers who provide one-on-one counseling. There may be community resources or disease-specific organizations that provide assistance. For example, the free Heart Valve Care Line sorts out insurance problems for people with heart valve conditions. You can find such resources on the Patient Advocate Foundation website or download its My Resource Search app. If you are covered by Medicare, contact your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP, which provides free one-on-one counseling for seniors in every state. Hire help. For big bills or complex cases, consider hiring a medical billing advocate. These experts typically charge $100 or more an hour. Some operate on contingency, taking a percentage of what they save you, usually 25 to 35%. Look for someone who offers a free initial consultation, get references, and ask about their experience with medical billing, especially with cases similar to yours. And I hope that this has helped give you some ideas for keeping your costs down and for helping with any medical billing problems if you happen to get stuck with any in the future. And the thing that I'm really going to take away from this is to remember, if I do get admitted to a hospital and sign that document of financial responsibility, to write in that I agree only if my care stays in network. Thank you for tuning in to Sound Body, Stay Well, and come back next week for more healthy living ideas. This has been Sound Body, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm Louise Craig, and I hope you'll join me again next week for more health updates and information for healthy living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.